Dueling Genre Productions presents Immunities, an audio drama.
What a beautiful night.
Yes, it is.
Did you see that?
See what?
A light. It's gone now.
Are you okay?
I'm feeling a little drowsy. I better sit down.
Here, let me help you.
About 5 months ago, there was something in the night sky. Something happened to the people who saw it. And if someone looked them in the eyes, it would happen to them too.
How are you feeling?
I am feeling much better. I thank you for asking. And you yourself, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm fine. I was fine. I feel a little unsteady now.
I suggest having a rest. It did me a world of good.
They looked at their families, and then they searched out friends, strangers, everybody. Some people didn't change. We think maybe one person out of 2,000.
So, for 5 months, you've just been hanging out?
Shelley, I don't know what this is. I've never seen anyone just become normal again. I have to be careful. You might just change back into one of them. You might be one of them now.
This is too complicated. I'm too tired to deal with it. And I'm still half expecting you to tell me it's all just a story.
It isn't!
I just know I have to close my eyes now.
Wait, Shelley? No, Shelley? Shelley?
Don't worry.
Shelley?
It's just for a second.
Shelley!
Immunities, an audio drama about almost everyone being against you. Available from duelinggenre.com and your podcatcher of choice, starting in July.
Dueling Genre.
Hello and welcome back to Rocky Minute, the daily podcast where we train hard one oddly placed quotation mark at a time. I'm Doug.
And I'm Jason.
And once again, we have our good buddy Ryan here with us. Welcome, Ryan.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And it's good to have you. Today, we're knocking out Minute 88, which begins with sit-ups and ends with military presses.
Oh.
Our first full minute of montage here.
Nice.
And it's we're in full speed right now.
Yeah, the action's fast and furious here. So check out the first part here with him doing these sit-ups and just how glistening, sweaty Rocky is here.
How much do you think this is spray down and how much do you think it's really Stallone working hard?
It's 99% spray down. Let's be serious. we know Sylvester works out and he keeps in good shape, but for the sake of filming purposes, they're not going to wait for him to get to this point. They got cameras to roll. They got the next scene to take place. So I would suspect most of this is just they got the bottles on them and then they film doing about 5 push-ups and they go on to the next sequence.
You really took me out of this. I was really thinking that he did each one of those one-arm push-ups.
Now, he's always wearing the crucifix around his neck. Mm-hmm. You notice that? Like, even during these workouts. Now, I know Big Gun Doug, you work out. do you wear your crucifix?
I don't wear any jewelry except my wedding ring. So
you don't wear any crucifixes. You wouldn't wear them anyway. Burst into flames.
It'd leave a burn mark on my chest.
Well, I have religious theory where I talk about the placement of religion in movies.
Oh, let's hear more about this.
No, I wouldn't. I don't have that.
Well, you notice when he comes up here with that sit up, he throws punches. When he comes up, he throws some punches.
He does a few different variations. First, he does a regular sit up, and then he does a sit up with some quick oblique twists.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, that's what they're called. Yeah, yeah.
And then he goes back down. He sits up and does some air punching with the uncomfortable close ups of Mickey sprinkled in between, yelling at him. Was he yelling faster?
Yeah. Faster. Yeah.
So he's jumping rope with wearing his shirt, Win Rocky Win, which is a very famous shirt, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Why is Rocky in quotation marks?
Yeah. I don't know.
You brought up Ruben and I So when you hear brought up the very same question, we actually named that episode "When Rocky Win." We actually named it that because we spoke so much about how meta the shirt is, because somebody in the Rocky world made this shirt, right? So was it Mickey or Polly saying, "Hey, you know, Rocky's about to go train. His wife told him to win."
Oh, I like that.
You know, so,
oh, so let's, she doesn't say "Win Rocky Win," the, but then it wouldn't be in quotes. It would be in.
She says "Win Win,"
and she says "Win." Oh.
And he's putting the Rocky in.
So hear me out here. So hear me out. So what's happened in the Rockyverse, like in the actual, you know, whatever universe this is in, is either Mickey or maybe even Rocky himself took this shirt or took this idea to a printing company and said, look, we got, you know, 3 or 4 weeks left here. We got to make this shirt to inspire him because his wife told him he can officially fight and she told him to win. And the reason why Rocky's in quotation is because that's not his real name.
I was going a different angle.
Mm-hmm. Because she didn't actually, you know, say
she
Rocky.
Because the quote is "win, win." She says "win" twice. She doesn't say Rocky. But you know, like when you're writing an article and you're and like somebody's saying something like I said to Doug, like I said, you go win. Mm-hmm. But the article needs to reference that it's you I'm talking to. So it would be like you, and then they put like in parentheses Doug, yeah. Doug, and yeah. Then go win.
Yeah.
So that's
so
like
that should what, be in parentheses.
So it should be like
in
a parentheses so that we know Rocky was who she was talking to when she said "win" twice.
Hmm.
Kind of.
Quotation,
but it wouldn't be quotation marks. Quotation marks would be more along the line of what Ryan's saying is that Rocky's not his real name.
Yeah,
so it's like a nickname.
That could be the only explanation. Is like "win Rocky."
Yeah, like the air quotes. Like
that's right.
"Win Rocky," if that is your real name,
yeah. And it's but, not.
But I would also I you know, and this is why we do this, because I didn't think about this before, but I'm thinking about it now. If she's the quote, she doesn't say his name. So
I never saw that before.
Right, but it wouldn't be in quotes. But who wouldn't? Paulie wouldn't know that.
If Ryan wasn't on, we would have skipped right over. Like, we would talk about why his name's in quotations, but Adrian saying "win" and that being his motivation is like, wow, whole new level.
Yeah,
I would have just went with just "win" on okay. The shirt.
just win. And I love that we got the this black trainer here. Is I think his name is what's his name? I don't want to say Mike because Mike was somebody else
Johnny.
As well. But I think, is it Johnny?
Johnny,
okay.
Yeah.
So he was really good in this role, playing that character of the trainer. I wish he was used in further movies, especially in the Apollo Creed camp, quite frankly. Like, it's too bad they didn't utilize his – I wonder what he's up to. Like, I wonder if we could even interview him or something.
Maybe. I looked him up a little bit. He's still with us.
Okay.
He did mostly TV also. He only has, like, 18 credits, though. He was in Paradise Alley. Another Stallone,
oh, really?
Stallone joint. His character was Towel Boy in Paradise.
He's holding
Alley.
The towel here.
Maybe I got
holding, he did. He already did. Like, hey, you did a really good job holding the towel in Paradise Alley. Can you do it again in Rocky II? Look, he's holding a towel. He's legit holding a towel here.
He, you know what I like in the jump roping scene is that the guys that are in the ring training. Mm-hmm. It's not just. Like, there's still the guys that have fights coming up, so they're
well,
also
it's a
training.
Boxing gym, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a nice little touch.
You know, you don't see that when Apollo's training. It's just him in the red carpeted room.
Oh, are you onto something?
Oh, yeah, the letters aren't red, or it kind of looks like they're red, the "Win Rocky Win."
There's also the big poster of Rocky on the wall looking down on him, like looking, watching over.
Rocky's watching
right.
Rocky?
Mm-hmm.
Because Gossel said, you remember that guy, Rocky?
Yeah, yes, I noticed.
Now he's back.
We got him wailing away in the speed bag. The speed bag, which we've talked a little bit about how, you know, I guess depending on each fighter who trains, they have their personal likes and dislikes about what they think is
effective.
Effective, yeah. And
is
I know.
Ryan still here? I don't.
There's,
hello?
Ryan?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
I know there's a few fighters who don't particularly like the speed bag.
Really?
Yeah, we actually interviewed again on our show. We interviewed a Golden Gloves champion, and he said,
"What was that guy's name?"
Cam F. Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he tried to blindside me by saying he hates Rocky, but we made it work for the show. I know. Anyways, interview two folks. But he talked about how the speed bag just does not work for boxing. It's just not a thing, according to a Golden Gloves champion.
Well,
I mean, it's so I find it hard to believe because it's so widely used. Like every boxer uses it.
And it's also subjective too. Like some what works for some people may not work or be preferable to others.
He spoke for old Boskers the way he was talking, but yeah, I doubt his opinion is for old boxers, but still, that's what he said.
What I found on the speed bag is obviously like the most common, just on the surface, uses are for your hand-eye coordination, your timing, and your rhythm. But I heard it, I read it also encourages a fighter to keep their hands up. You know, so even when you're not punching, you're trained to keep your hands, you know, in a defensive.
I thought it just had to do with speed. That's why they named it that.
It's not just speed, though. That's okay. What I'm saying. It's keeping your hands up during training will teach you to keep them up during the fight. It teaches you to keep your eyes open because your natural instinct is when something's flying back at your face, you want to blink and flinch. Oh, okay. But it trains you to keep your eyes open as the bag is coming back at your face. It teaches you not to flinch. Also it works your shoulders, keeping your arms up and
I would definitely see that. It looks exhausting.
It does look exhausting. there's a guy behind him also in this part.
Yeah, he's wrapping his hands up. Yeah,
I like that. I like those little touches. Very. Like life goes on for these other guys too, you know.
And say what you want about these films, even if you don't like Sly or these films, which I don't know why you'd be watching or listening to the show if you didn't, but Sly knows how to work the speed bag, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Mm-hmm.
That's what I love about it. Have you ever tried to hit a speed bag, either one of you?
Yeah, it's tough.
I suck at it.
The gym I used to go to had a little boxing area, and they had a speed bag. So I tried a couple of times.
I always want to try when the gym's empty and no one's looking at me because it's hard to do, man.
I did it once or twice, and if you do it very slowly, you can kind of get the timing.
It's not a slow bag.
I know, but for me it is. For me it was, dude. The medicine ball twists. Very good.
Where are we now? Sorry, medicine.
Hitting the pads.
Yeah, hitting the pads. Well, if you look over their, go to second 16, 17. Mm-hmm. It's a really quick little sequence there. What do you call those things again? When you're hitting, when someone's holding up their hands, they hit
the pads. What?
Focus mitts.
Focus mitts.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. But check out the lights. The lighting. You got a blue light and a red light over there. So we're talking about the our color schemes.
What the hell are those for?
I have no idea.
Is that like a stop and start kind of thing?
Maybe.
I don't see him. What are you talking about?
You see where he's hitting the pads? All the way on the right of the screen, there's like a rack, and it has like a red light and maybe a green light.
Oh. Like basically, it's like a police sirens, red and blue, like a police cop.
There's a chain hanging off a bar there. Look at those lights.
It's a sex dungeon. It's a red light district at night. This mixed gym turns into a...
A little house of ill reputes.
Yeah, that's right. Rock, I got to pay these bills, Rock.
You think Mickey's giving up? Sorry, I got to cut that.
I'll show you how to speedbag later tonight.
He's speedbagging Rocky's testicles. Sorry, this is all getting cut.
Keep my speed. Gotta keep the speed bag. I can't tell what Jason looks like. I don't know if he's rolling his eyes or not. I only know Doug's face over here.
I'm wondering. Okay, I'm not sure. I got caught up in something.
He's looking at his computer.
What is the exercise he's doing with the dumbbells? It looks like it should be like lateral raises, raise. But he's not. Doesn't seem like he's too.
Well, we're not there yet.
Oh, okay,
well, it's okay. Well, yeah, we briefly talked about the medicine ball. That's a pretty obvious one. The medicine ball twist is still a common one, is it not?
You know what's funny, though? Like, Rocky's training for a fight, and then there's poor Johnny who's just helping out, but he's getting as much of a workout right here as Rocky is.
We have another one-arm push-up. So this is definitely filmed for Rocky, too. So I don't know what Sly was talking about.
Yes,
the whole sequence here of him one-arm push-ups.
Mickey's just yelling speed. So speed. That's his only advice during these minutes. Speed, faster, push.
Well, Mickey knows. Mickey, Mickey's a boxing trainer, right? Mm-hmm. So his job is to see what you're doing wrong. And he watched the film from the first fight. He's realizing speed's what you need.
Greasy, fast speed.
That's right.
I like with these one-arm push-ups, Johnny's like, he's yelling. He's like cheering Rocky on.
Yeah, I've got this for you.
He's getting into it. So you say he's bent over a little too much to do the lateral raises. He could be doing rear delt raises.
He could be doing rear delt, yes. But then I think he's not bent over enough. This is somewhere between a lateral raise and a rear delts.
Maybe, yeah, I'm not a guy that works out. Believe it or not, I don't work out. I know it looks like I do there, but
like a stud.
Just kidding. No, but even when I see these in this part in the movies with those dumbbells or whatever, I always thought it looks awkward and hard. His whole posture and everything. I don't know if that's a proper workout procedure or not anymore.
You're really not supposed to use a lot of body language when you're
right.
You know, lifting the weights. You use your arms, your shoulders, your delts. Not your momentum to lift the weights. It's a little counterproductive doing it that way, but I mean, are we going to question Rocky right here?
No.
No.
And I was trying to get a weight on these dumbbells too. And from what I could gather, it's probably about 35 to 40 pound dumbbells.
It says on them.
It says 10.
I thought it was a 4. I thought they were 40s.
I don't know. I thought it said 10. But that might be just the one little weight was a 10.
No, they don't. It's not labeled dumbbells.
All right,
I think that's a 4. I think it's 40, which is impressive if he's doing
40s.
I don't know, that impressive.
It's impressive if he's doing 40 pounds 50 times.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
It's impressive if he's doing 10 pounds 50 times.
For Ryan, I don't know what 40 pounds is in kilograms. I don't know how you guys.
We still do pounds by weights here. Most of all the gyms, everyone that works, all the gym rats, I think, still refer to things as pounds. No one just says, how much do you bench? 150 kilograms.
You bench 150 kgs?
Yeah, most people mention pounds.
Okay.
Yeah. I still weigh myself in pounds. Like when I was given my weight, it's in pounds. But when you go to the doctors, you'll be, yeah, officially you'll be in kilograms.
Yeah, I always wonder, like, where's the cutoff? Like, at what point?
It's amazing how still even today, like, yeah, if I go to someone and say, hey, right now I weigh 187, and people know I'm obviously referring to pounds, not kilograms, because that's like 350 pounds or whatever. But it's interspersed here. In a metric country, we still kind of concede to the American way of doing things. By the way, America, please catch up to metric, because you're the only country.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Nah, it's just another example of our arrogance. We want to do things differently.
Not so much the pounds and kilograms, but it just works out. Like, how many ounces in a pound?
16.
Okay, well, you had to think for a second there. but that's the beauty about kilograms and milligrams and everything. It's just thousands and hundreds. It's just divisible by zero.
Yeah.
But, so that's what makes it easier, right? Like, if I tell you, you know, 10,000 kilograms, you can say it's, you know, 100,000 milligrams or whatever. Like, it's the same. Like, the math is much easier.
Well, you want to know how stupid we are. Not only do we do ounces into pounds, this is why I had to think about it for a second. Because there's 16 ounces to a pound, but then there's 8 fluid ounces to a cup.
Yeah.
Well, pound and cup,
that's the same for us. So.
But they're still using the word ounces, so you have to like think for a quick second.
Yeah. So I think for us, this is the same thing. So 250 milligrams is also 250 grams, like liquid weight.
Hmm.
So it's the same idea.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong to my fellow Canadians out there, but that's how it works, is that the liquid weight and the volume is the same.
Should be. That should be the way. It should be, but it's not, whatever.
Not here, it's not. We got some more CrossFit.
Yeah, he's got that big log. Now, where did he put that log when he was done with it?
In Mickey's House of Ill Reputes.
And his tracksuit's just ripped to shreds. He's got a hole in his tracksuit. It's just, yeah.
This workout right here, like, first he's got that log on his back, which, you know, I can't even imagine how much it weighs. But he's doing, like, a frog hop.
Yeah, that's weird.
And then he drops the log, and then he hoists it back up, and now he starts doing a duck walk. Have you ever tried to do those? Duck walks, any kind of like squatting, walking.
I don't think the log, I can't imagine it would be that heavy. It's not that big.
Okay.
No, but even without the log, I couldn't walk like that.
Just going to say that. Like, try, get down and do some frog hops with no weight.
No, thanks. No. I'm looking at that right now, and at my age especially.
I honestly don't think this. I think this is Sylvester Stallone here when he drops the log and he goes, oh, God. Like, he's really winded. He's getting.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't fake this. Stallone really, like, he's putting in the work.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And we got the behind the neck, the alternating military presses.
Behind the neck, that's like the worst thing you could possibly do for your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a single exercise professional in the world, not that I am one, that would condone behind the neck presses.
Yeah. It's very, even like straight military presses is borderline bad for your shoulders. Don't stop me.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe it.
But especially behind the neck. That's why you ever see guys do the, I don't know what the exercise is called, do it in the Olympics where the clean, but instead of bringing it up to their shoulders, they bring it all the way over their head from the ground.
Oh, straight up?
Yeah. It's a clean and something.
You got to squat down to, and then you go up, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
that's it. Yeah, that's, I don't know how, like, you're bringing a barbell straight up over your head. How do you stop it?
I don't know.
From either ripping your shoulders out of their sockets or you falling backwards with it.
I don't know.
Any Olympic lifters, please chime in. Seiko. Seiko is a bodybuilder. Maybe he knows.
Well, Seiko knows everything. I wish I could be as smart as Seiko. I love how our listener and Seiko spelled S-I-C-C-O. He's also like named after the robot, Seiko the robot.
That's right.
He's like Seiko the human. we love you. We love his passion. We love his passion.
Yeah. Listen, we're not in the business of alienating any of our fans, so we're not about to start here.
We can't afford to.
Exactly. Seiko, you're cool in our book. That's it. That's the last exercise up to this point. Jay, anything else?
Nope.
Ryan?
No, that's good. Let's rock out the next minute.
All right. So what do you want to plug today?
Well, we'll go back to the original, the Rocky series podcast, Going the Distance. Find us on Facebook. Find us on Twitter. Find us on Instagram just by punching in the Rocky series podcast. We've got 100 episodes plus. We break down all the movies, and we're on season 5, Rocky 5 right now. And I do the majority of it with my brother. So check us out. A lot of fun.
Now, you guys also have a closed Facebook group, right?
No, ours. No, we have a page. Oh, sorry. My bad. Correction. We have both. Our active activity seems to be on the page, so I'll post things on the page, like pictures and news stories, whatever, and a lot of the interaction, and we're grateful for that interaction, happens on the page. We also have a closed group. You just got to Google again, Going the Distance, the Rocky Series podcast, that will come up as well. So we have a page and a group, but I find the activity seems to happen on the page, which is great because it's all public and people can see it, so it's fine by me.
Yeah, I have a hard time knowing which one's which myself.
No, that's fine. It's fine. Put it this way, if you're seeing a lot of likes and comments, it's on the page. And if you guys brought this up in the episode that I just listened to today, where you asked the question, or somebody asked you the question, do you think all of your Mighty Mix group members are listeners of the show? And then you said, do they even know we're a podcast? And that's kind of the frustrating thing about this, is I know the numbers I have on my page. Like, we have almost 3,700 members on our page. But that we're not getting those downloads at all. And so I'm always amazed. Like, it shows you the love that people have for Rocky, which is great. Mm-hmm. Rocky Stallone, that's fine. But there's so many fan pages. Like, and that's great that people are, you know, fans of Sly and stuff. But it's like, we try to keep it, you know, like the things we're posting is we try to keep it a combination of, Stallone news, Rocky news. But also hey, here's our episode that we just did. And so it's good, but it's also like I wish a fraction of those page members were also listeners, but we're trying.
I kind of figured the same, but that's why I try to mention a podcast anytime, you know, somebody will, you know, I'll post like a screen cap of the minute we're doing, and then all I get is a whole bunch of quotes from that scene, and I'm like, yeah, that's great. Like, we talk about that on our recorded episode.
It's so weird. And then here's the thing, and if you don't mind me taking 5 minutes,
no,
or not even.
Yeah.
Because you're a podcaster. I'm a podcaster, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're a Rocky fan. I'm a Rocky fan, right?
Correct.
You're a podcast listener, and I'm a podcast listener.
Yes.
And there are over, I don't know what the numbers, I think it's 40 million downloads a day of podcasts.
Jesus.
Something like that. It's in the millions. It's in the tens of millions. Now, you got to figure, there's got to be a group of podcast listeners who already listen to podcasts that just might be Rocky fans.
Right.
Right? So we're not asking people to like Rocky who already don't like Rocky. And we're not asking people to listen to podcasts who already listen to podcasts. We're trying to find the two that are already doing that. And it's so weird that we can't. I don't know about your guys' numbers, but for us, our numbers are – they're not that great at all. I love doing it. It's a hobby. Don't get me wrong. But there's got out of the millions of podcast listeners, there's only 100, 200 Rocky fans. That's impossible.
Yeah, that's impossible.
So I don't know how to get the word out there without spending hundreds and hundreds and thousands of dollars of advertisement. It's all organic growth, right? Maybe one day.
So far, everything has been organic. I also think being a part of like the Movies by Minutes group that we're a part of, I think we've gotten some listeners that way too, who may or may not like Rocky, who are just like, you know, friends of ours.
Okay.
But I, you know, it's similar to the way, like I was listening to podcasts. Remember we used to talk about Bill Burr podcasts all the time and stuff and Joe Rogan. And I said, I'm a huge Star Wars fan. I listen to podcasts. I wonder if there are any Star Wars podcasts out there. So I went online and I looked for like the best Star Wars podcasts and I found Star Wars Minute. Which is how that was my introduction into this whole minute by minute format. So yes, so there is a crossover. People that like podcasts and people that like Rocky, you think at some point would hopefully find both of our shows.
Or we just suck.
Maybe that's it too.
So that's my plug. That's my plug. So and I know we're speaking to the choir because people listening are already listening, but I'm just speaking as a podcaster and somebody who, it's not that I'm trying to get anything out of this, money or otherwise. It's just, when you make a product, you know there's an audience out there, and it's frustrating to try to get to them, you know? It's just like we there's millions of podcast listeners, and there's got to be at least, what, a 10,000 Rocky fans? You got to figure there's got to be at least 10,000 fans, but they're not listening because they don't know we exist.
Right.
Because every now and then I'll get a new listener. Oh, I just found you. Oh, I just found you. I had no idea. I just found you. So it's all organic growth, and maybe one day it'll explode for both of us.
We're like a small startup company, you know? It takes a little while to get some heat.
Yeah, 2.5 years. I'm keeping my fingers crossed here.
Well, here's the hope, and it works out for both of us soon.
Well, I love doing it anyways.
Same here. Well, that's you. We are Rocky Minute Everywhere. Mighty Mix is our listeners group on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Rocky Minute. Dueling Genre is our host website. I don't know. Moviesbyminutes.com. It has the comprehensive list of all the movies that have gotten this kind of treatment. And there's well over 100 at this point, with more being added, it seems, every day. So, join us tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday. And we'll see you on a new episode of Rocky Minute.
Bye.
Bye.
What are we waiting for? Take this!
Minute 88.
Hour and 20 minutes into the movie, and it's a 2-hour movie. It's weird. Still a half hour to go.
Yeah, we're almost at the 90-minute mark.
Rocky IV has been over for 5 minutes.